Hey there, my name is Vosh. I live stream on YouTube, and sometimes, accidentally, in spite of myself, something funny or interesting happens. This is Previously Live. The price of raising the minimum wage for you and the economy. I have a feeling this video is not going to be fun to dig into, but we'll see.
Minimum wage, $15 an hour. Looks like they're forcing it through with the $1.9 trillion stimulus, and you can't vote for it. I can't vote for it. Just the benefit of a political party winning presidency, Senate, and House, and the other side.
We have a representative democracy, you fucking moron. How the fuck do you think this works? I'm sorry, do you think economic policy is determined by a referendum? What do you mean? They're forcing it through. We can't vote in it. Yeah, we did vote. It was called the 2020 presidential election. We voted. That's the consequence, okay? Yeah. That's how our democracy works. Yeah. What do you mean? You did cast your vote. I'm guessing you voted Trump. You lost. Okay.
It has to pay a price, but I just want to give you a couple stats here, and then I'll make my case due to small business owners and individuals.
Hit me up.
Do you know what's the highest country that pays the most minimum wage in the world? Australia. You know what it is? 1260. You know, Australia is known to be a socialist country. Do you know the next one is France at 1210, then Germany?
Wait, hold on. Australia is not a socialist country, first of all. Don't people in Denmark? Yeah. Denmark McDonald's workers get paid like $20 an hour. Fast food workers make a minimum of $20 hourly in the U.S., while in the U.S. their average hourly wage is $8.90. Jesus, fuck. So, first of all, a national minimum wage is not the same as the provincial or city-by-city minimum wages that some states will have higher versions of. Second of all, most of the Nordic social democracies don't have very high minimum wages because they have very, very strong unions. Their unions, even for like fast food workers, fight for relatively very high wages and also for benefits. Their workers have so much collective bargaining power that they don't even need minimum wages. Yeah. So while it's true that that's not a minimum wage, I think that still effectively counts as like a ground floor wage, you know? He lied about Australia. Australia's national minimum wage is $15.43 USD an hour. Oh, let's see. Australia minimum wage. Oh, yep. Australia's minimum wage. Wait, is this a joke? Is $19.84 an hour? That has to be a joke. Wait, are we being real? Oh, shit. Damn, well. Yeah, that's in Australian dollars. So that would be about 15 US dollars. Yeah. $19.84 Australian dollars an hour. Well, there you go, people. So that's about 15 US, or we can here 20 AD to USD. Yeah, 15.56. Yeah. I don't know. Wait, why did he just lie about the minimum wage in Australia? Well, now I'm curious about the other one. Hold on. France minimum wage. Okay, France's minimum wage, he seems to have represented honestly. It looks like it's 10.03 euros per hour. What about Germany? Can't trust this guy for shit, you know? Yeah, Germany's is also lower. Okay. I don't know why he lied about Australia.
Yeah. 11.80, then Netherlands, 11 bucks, UK, Canada, South Korea, Japan, then it's US. You know what Russia's minimum wage is? $2.40. You know what China's minimum wage is? You do not want to know China's minimum wage. By the way, Norway doesn't have a minimum wage. There's a lot of countries that don't have a minimum wage. They just trust the fact that the business owner is going to take care of the employee.
No, they don't trust the business owner. They have unions that fight for workers' rights. Dude, what a bootlicking cuck piece of shit. Yeah, and in the Nordic countries, you have them, and they just trust the work, and of course, the business owners, in their absolute kindness and gratitude, just provide them $20 an hour. Come the fuck on, bro. Serious? We being real right now? He's a small business owner? I don't care. If you're a small business owner, I don't give a fuck, dude. This is bootlicker logic, okay? Or I guess he's trying to convince other people to lick the boot. I don't give a fuck. Fuck this guy.
And they trust the fact that the employee is going to work so hard to create high value in a marketplace that they're paying more. They don't say,
nope, it's unions.
The government needs to come and do what they do.
By the way, this right here, this is the workers' rights equivalent of saying that in the 1960s, white people decided it was time for black people to have rights and generously gave it to them, okay? This is the workers' rights equivalent of just completely fucking ignoring the power struggle and just saying like, oh yeah, dude, the oppressors are just actually super nice, you know, whatever, you know? Oh yeah, dude, the abolitionists, the end of slavery? Yeah, dude, the Confederates in the South, they just gave up their slaves because they just love black people so much, you know? That's what we're dealing with right now. That's the level of logic we're on.
So if a lot of these countries in the top five minimum wage are higher than us, and we're about to be number one at $15.
Not about to be number one, not even close.
They're socialists, and now you beat all the countries around.
They're not so... okay, this channel has 3 million subs. Are we really at the point... is this guy really selling the Australia is socialist line? Have you ever been to Australia? It's just America, but stupider, somehow. With their fake language. Australian accent.
Around the world. In minimum wage, and they're socialists. What does that make America?
Super socialist.
I don't know.
Communist.
You put the two together. It is what it is. So
what? I would give anything to debate this guy. Holy fuck, this guy is so incredibly low IQ. How do you demonstrate how do you demonstrate in just 1 minute and 16 seconds that you shouldn't be legally allowed to be given a driver's license? Okay? That's incredible. I feel like this is something that you would have to substantiate with some kind of like medical test or something. But this guy, clearly, whatever autonomy the state is capable of stripping from him, that would probably be the best for his own sake.
What does the minimum wage really do, and then how does this apply to Motivation Monday? Let me get right into it. So number one.
Motivation Monday. Oh, this is one of those, like, on-your-grind motivation inspiration accounts, right? Those people are mega bootlickers. Holy fuck. You see them on Instagram, and it's usually, like, poor people, and they post a picture of a guy in a suit, like, lacing up his shoes, and they're like, it's not how many times you get hit. It's how many times you get up and keep on cutting, or some shit like that, and then they go back to working their double job at fucking Wendy's and Starbucks.
Adam and I are sitting here talking, and says, Pat, I said, I feel so bad for the small business owner. He says, Pat, why do you feel so bad for a small business owner? I don't feel bad for a small business owner. He said, they know what they were doing when they got into business. That's not like it's anyone's fault. They knew they were going into business. So if they go out of business because of minimum wage, that's their fault. I said, uh-huh, great point. Let me make my case on why I disagree with you. He says, what is it? I said, see, if you and I were to get into a fight, and it's a big fight. It's a fight we're going to do it on YouTube. Adam Sostick against Patrick Bit-David.
Okay.
Here's the rules and guidelines. It's boxing only. And let's just say, Adam, you're a better boxer than me. You're an 8, I'm a 6.5. Okay? So you know, as long as you take care of your body, your health, your diet, your stamina, you can last the whole, 10 rounds, 12 rounds, you're going to beat me because you're a better boxer, better defender. Great. I said, but I'm a ridiculous kickboxer. My kick is an 8. You don't even kick. You have no clue how to kick. You're a 2.
What the fuck are we talking
about? I said, imagine 5 minutes before the fight starts, they say, new rule being added to the fight. We can officially have kicks in the fight. I said, who wins that fight? You do. Is that fair to you? No, it's not. That's not fair to me. I said, exactly. That's what happened to small business owners. Small business.
What? How incompetent, how poor at making analogies. Did he script that? So his argument is that if paying your workers minimum wage before, that was one type of game. That's what they got into as a business owner. But now they got into this new game and there's a higher minimum wage, and that's a totally different type of game. No, it's not. The government has had the ability legally to raise the minimum wage and has done so for decades and decades and decades. Anybody who opens a business has to recognize the fact that there is a possibility that the minimum wage will be changed and they will have to accommodate the cost of accommodating, those wages. Simple as that. They didn't sneak this around. We've been talking about a $15 minimum wage for like 5 years now. And even then, the process of implementing it is going to take another 5 years now that it's being passed. This isn't like sneaking up on people. This is a cost of business, okay? You could say the same thing about like paying taxes. Like you have businesses committing tax fraud and you catch them and they're like, well, I thought the taxes would only be like at X, but then we started making more money and like that's a whole different other game, bro, you know? We had to pay more taxes. I'm like, that's like when you kick in a boxing match. That was a whole different type of game, bro.
Business owners have to worry about improving their company, improving their product, taking care of their employees, taking care of their customers, making sure they have money, making sure they're working hard, making sure they're improving. But they can't do nothing about government laws.
Except if the government has decided that the current minimum wage is not a living wage, then them increasing the minimum wage is them taking care of their employees. Notice the false dichotomy that he just put up there. Like the government is like this unknowable entity for which businesses should have no account. Businesses only exist because of the government, motherfucker. If it weren't for the police protecting property rights, you people wouldn't have shit, okay? Your businesses would have already been overrun by the poor and desperate, and they would be eating all of the fucking McDonald's fries directly out of the freezer as we speak, okay? Your existence depends on the state, okay? And then earlier you say, they have to take care of their employees. This is taking care of their employees. Our minimum wage is pathetically low.
These government laws are a form of bullying that put small business owners out of business. So how do they put small business owners out of business?
Bullying! Bullying! How much of a victim complex do you need, you fucking brainless? Bullying? Bullying. Passing legislation out of this bully? Are you fucking child? My mom's bullying me. She's taking me to the dentist. What a juvenile mindset. What the fuck? Should I, like, not be making fun of this guy? Is this just, like, a six-year-old with some sort of puberty disorder? Does this kid just have an overactive thyroid? That would explain both the quality of the arguments that I'm getting and the general disposition.
A recent study came out just a few days ago that showed if they raise minimum wage for 15 bucks. By the way, this study is by CBO, which is not Democrat or Republican. It's just they come out with the studies. Here's the report. If they raise minimum wage to 15 bucks, 1.4 million people in America lose their job. 1.4 million people in America lose their jobs. And what does that mean if 1.4 million people...
Hold on. Let's find the article. 15, hold on. Wage. Already. Let's find the article. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. CBO study. That's it. There we go. All right. Let's take a look. Cut employment, reduce poverty. Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour could deliver raises for 27 million workers and lift about a million Americans above the poverty threshold, but the policy would cost 1.4 million Americans their jobs over the next 4 years, according to a study released by nonpartisan Budget Congressional Committee Monday. Why? While the... I have to read the full... God damn it. While the CBO study finds poverty-reducing effects, the broader findings can make it difficult for proponents to increase rally enough. Moderate Democrats. What analysis? Do they not provide their math here? Wait, somebody says takedown of CBO study. I don't know if I can trust a Twitter thread, but I'll take a look at it. If for no other reason than because they probably have access to the actual data here. Today, USCBO released its projections for a $15 an hour by 2025 minimum wage. Here are some thoughts on their employment estimate. TLDR, they use the same evidence, 11 studies, as the 2019 report, but UP weighted more negative studies. The implied OWE equals negative 0.48 instead of negative 0.38. That's a pretty significant difference. In the 2019 study, they used 11 studies and found the median directly affected employment elasticities by around negative 0.25. Then they multiplied by 1.5 to capture long-run effects. Oh, really? This time they used the same elasticities, but now decided to not use the median elasticity, but simulate the mean employment effect by randomly drawing from these elasticities. Change of this method leads to 1.4 million job loss instead of 1.1 using the old approach. CWO implies negative 0.48. Yeah. This is the sort of thing that I would need to dig up some textbooks to be able to go back over and look over myself. Can you simplify for non-study readers? It looks like the methodology they used in the 2019 study, they changed for the 2020 study to facilitate a more hyperbolic prescription. One thing that's not being discussed here is the fact that a higher minimum wage would also lead to an increase in jobs. Here's something you guys need to think about. Ford figured this out a century, okay? Okay, think about this, okay? If more people are making more money, they have more money to spend at businesses. I know. Now, it is absolutely the case that a significant increase to the minimum wage, which is what we're looking at here, going from, what is it, $8.75 to $15? Yeah, that's definitely a big increase. There is no denying that this will lead to some job losses. What this study doesn't seem to account for is the job gains that would come about from increased economic activity from the people whose wages have been raised. Lifting nearly a million people above the poverty line, that's nearly a million more people who can start to afford amenities. Oh, sorry, 725, not 875. I just can't believe how low it is. In small communities, in like more rural or suburban communities where there aren't that many businesses, think about it. They may have to pay out more money, but that means the people in the area now have more money to go ahead and buy back from that direct store. That's what Ford realized back when he was developing his assembly line model. If he paid his workers more, that would mean they would have the money to buy his cars, which meant more money for him. It meant more money for them. It meant a higher standard of living for them, and it meant more money for him. The more money that's circulating through the economy, the better the economy is. The poorer people are, the less they're able to spend in the economy, which means that money isn't going to those businesses. This seems like an overall net positive. Also, for all of these lost jobs, how many of these jobs are real jobs and how many of these jobs are gig work jobs? How many of these jobs are transient, like you're signed up for 24 hours a week, but you only get scheduled for 12 hours a week type jobs? How many of these are like real fucking 40 hour a week proper jobs? I'd be willing to bet very few of them. Most of these are cuck jobs, and the loss of these jobs could actually be a good thing because it would mean the people who were otherwise taking them can now afford to live off of only one job instead of having to take two or three. Does that make sense? The fact that this study doesn't even discuss that means that I can't take it seriously, regardless of whether allegations there may be of it misrepresenting data. That's just simple math right there. And we've known this, by the way, for ages. Then why don't rich people want to raise the minimum wage? Well, some rich people have, but rich people as a class tend not to because there are other effects which are a product of ensuring wealth inequality. This is just my personal feeling, but I feel like when you're very wealthy and very powerful, you care less about the economy being good and more about being socially distinct from the people beneath you. You feel your wealth is an entitlement and things like a higher minimum wage or the government wresting money from you. Even if you end up making more money from it in the long run, it doesn't change the fact that it blurs a otherwise clear distinction of class power. Does that make sense? Vosh is right. You guys just look anti-Semitic when you Pepe. Yep. Unironically, you guys.
1.4 million people in America lose their jobs. And what does that mean if 1.4 million people lose their jobs? Here's what it means.
Oh, I like when he says 1.4 million people lose their jobs. He shows like a guy in a suit looking depressed. Oh yeah, these are the people who will be affected by the increase to minimum wage, dude. Oh yeah, all of these, all the doctors and lawyers are going to be out there in the street. You know, they were just making $7.25.
What does that mean if 1.4 million people lose their jobs? Here's what it means. Walmart, say I have a market. Patrick's Market. Across the street is Walmart. The only product I beat Walmart in is milk. I sell milk for $3.49.
Walmart, we're getting another fucking analogy.
Walmart sells it for $3.59. That's my way of getting 600 customers and families that come to me because we go to PBD's or Patrick's Market because his milk is 10 cents cheaper than who? Walmart. Then all of a sudden, they announce minimum wage is $15. Who do you think can afford to pay $15 an hour minimum wage and who can't? Walmart can. I cannot. If I now have to pay $15 and I have to raise my price of my milk from $3.49 to $4.29, he can stay $3.59. How long until I go out of business? How long until my 600 customers who love me and say, Pat, I got to tell you, I love you. I love your jokes. You're funny. You're so good to us. And I find him go to Walmart and I sit in front of Walmart and I see all my customers going there.
So he brings up a good point here. Doesn't a minimum wage disproportionately affect small businesses? Well, kind of, sort of. If you live in communities where people don't have a tremendous number of industries or companies they can buy from, there is a monopsony effect that actually leads to positive outcomes with regards to increases in minimum wage because people have more money to spend at those locations. But then you have to consider, wouldn't Walmart be able to price out small businesses? That's been happening for decades anyway, sweetie. That's not a new thing. That's not a new process. If you have a problem with megacorps pricing out small businesses, your issue isn't with the minimum wage. Your issue is with broader policies that allow them to get away with stuff like that. That's how capitalism works, my dude. Don't blame minimum wage increases. That's been happening anyway with a pathetically small minimum wage. Seriously. Yeah. Don't punish workers. Don't force workers to be paid less. Just because you're sad your small business can't keep up. If you're sad your small business can't keep up, then you should vote Democrat because they're far more likely, albeit not by much, marginally more likely, to pass laws which are favorable to small businesses. But
anything I feel, how can I win them over? I can't win them over. I can't sell it for $3.49. Have to close business. You know who celebrates? Walmart. Walmart says, bam, thank you so much for raising minimum wage.
Damn, that sounds like a problem with big businesses. Bernie has proposed tax credits for small businesses to help them pay their workers more. Yeah, I'd totally be in favor of that, 100%. Tax credits on smaller businesses or something else like that, or maybe like a government subsidy for like benefits provided. I think that'd be a good idea, yeah. Because I do have an issue with what megacorps do, especially to like suburban communities where everyone goes and drives to Walmart or Target instead of going to all the cool little individual shops that have been there for decades. But that doesn't have anything to do with minimum wage. That process of wealth accumulation has been taking place for a long time anyway.
We don't even have to put these guys out of business. You're doing it for us. You're so wonderful, all the politicians in D.C. We love you, right? That's basic math. I can go an hour telling you different.
Bet you that this guy has never talked about or given a shit about money going to megacorps before, and he's only bringing this up now in the specific relationship to increasing minimum wage.
You know, analogies, numbers, data for you to see, okay, that makes sense. Now, let's talk about the other side. You know, was the last time I got paid minimum wage? I was 14 or 15 or 16 years old working for Häagen-Dazs, making ridiculous banana splits, okay?
Damn, that explains your complete lack of perspective then. Why would you say that in a video where you're talking about a minimum wage increase? Like, I don't even care, bro. I haven't been paid minimum wage since I was a kid. You're still paying minimum wage. Like, okay. Cool.
Or sorbet in a sugar cone or a waffle cone or a little cup or, you know, sundaes.
What are you saying right now?
What was the value of my PBD in a marketplace in 1994? You know what? Probably around 1993. You know, I was probably worth $3.25 an hour or $3.75 an hour. It's probably what I was worth. Okay. Then
when I was a 14-year-old guy making banana splits, I didn't need that much money, and I see no problem at all making a comparison between my economic needs as a child and the economic needs of families who are trying to live off minimum wage jobs.
After working at Häagen-Dazs, I get a job at Bob's Big Boy, $5.15 an hour. I was like, man, I'm making it. Then I went to Burger King, and I got 40 hours a week because Bob's Big Boy wouldn't give me 40 hours a week. They only give me 20 hours a week. And then I never even thought about minimum wage. All I thought about is how to increase my market value.
Yeah, there we go. This is cuck language right here. Hey, anti-cuckoldry action. Get ready for it, okay? Listen to it. If you live in America and you are poor and you fantasize every day about increasing your market value so that you can out-earn your competitors and demonstrate to your bosses that you have value you're willing to provide, you are a cuck. You're letting them fuck your wife, okay? You're watching them fuck your wife and you're thinking, how can I best facilitate this interaction to demonstrate my cuck value? That's what you're doing right now, okay? This guy's trying to get you to be a cuck. This is the cuck equivalent of a sissy hypno video, okay? Ooh, you love sucking dick. Cum is tasty. That's what you're watching right now, okay? That's what's happening right now. You're watching the cuck equivalent of that, okay? That's what's happening. You need to fucking chill. Listen. You know what the number one thing people do to increase their market value is? They go to school. People who go to school and graduate with at least a bachelor's degree have a very statistically significant higher average income than people who just graduate from high school. That's a way that you can increase your market value. If there's a talent you have, if there's a skill you have that you want to develop, or if you want to find a way to become more productive because it will benefit your life, that is something you should, you should do. We live in a tough world. We live in a tough economy. We live in a gig economy right now where people don't have anywhere near the amount of job security that they used to. And in that environment, you need to work to provide. And that's, you know, if you want to do what you can to improve that system, then go for it. But do not fall for grifty, dumb fuck pieces of shit like this who will tell you that you don't need to care about government policy because you should have your nose to the grindstone, okay? For centuries, unions and federal minimum wage and the hours we set for a work week and OSHA and a bunch of other shit regarding the expectations that the government has of employers, those have meaningfully determined the quality of your life. And this guy wants you to stop talking. He wants you to shut up. Stop listening. He wants you to stop paying attention to the means by which you could make your life better. And focus on doing what you can to make your boss's life better. Don't listen. This guy is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Is this guy worth hundreds of millions? And he's just rambling in like the, what is this? Like the kitchen area of an office? What is this guy's name? Patrick Bet David. $150 million. Jesus. Yeah, well. Probably not the type of guy that you, as somebody who's struggling right now to make it in society, should be taking advice from.
Look, there's a place for unemployment benefits.
Oh, yeah, small business owner, by the way. Dude, I love how all of his analogies have been like, oh, I'm just a poor small business owner. I can't afford to sell the milk. Fucking $150 million net worth. Okay, dude, sure.
100%. There's a place for, you know, some of these protection in case something happens to you. Of course, there's a place for all of that. But leaning on that and on the government, your parents, what do you think about when a 25-year-old is still living with his parents or 30-year-old living with parents and parents are taking care of him financially? What do you call that person? So what do you call it?
A person living in an economy where they can't afford to move out. What the fuck are you talking about? This is what I mean. This guy has contempt for the poor. If you're poor, or you're not rich, and you're watching this dude thinks you're a fucking idiot. And he makes money off of selling you bullshit.
A 30, 35-year-old that's relying on the government to raise the minimum wage for them. What's the difference?
I'm sorry, my dude. Aren't you a fucking 40-something-year-old relying on the government to not raise the minimum wage? You fucking moron. You snaky little piece of shit. You said the government was bullying you. A person worth $150 million that you are being bullied because the people who we democratically elected in the previous election have implemented a legal process that they said they would do. You say that's bullying, and then you have the audacity to claim that other people are entitled because they voted for people who represent their best interests. Hey, my guys, this guy will also tell you that you're entitled if you need a union to stick up for you. This guy wants you to be a calm, complacent little human cuck slave. Don't look up, don't complain, don't speak up against your betters. Just work, 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 work for him. Make him as much money as you can and then die impoverished, okay? That's what this guy wants. That's his material interest, which is why he shit talks every avenue by which you have the possibility of succeeding in this rigged fucking system.
Between the name you gave for either or, what is it? Well, no, that's different because, no, there is no difference. It just means you're not increasing your value in the marketplace. Now, remember, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about disabilities. And I'm not talking about all that other stuff, although I'm also not talking about, oh, everybody has mental issues or health issues. I'm not discounting that. I get it. I know what it is to be going through challenging times, but can we use that on every single person? I understand a small percentage of America. I understand a small percentage of family. But that number keeps increasing. Every time somebody's going through a tough time, saying, you don't know what I'm going through stress-wise. I'm sorry, we're all under stress. I got three babies. One on the way.
Oh yeah, dude. $150 million. It must be very stressful finding the time and resources necessary to raise your children. While you say that people who are still living with their parents are entitled for wanting the government to raise the minimum wage. Dude, you could afford a fucking private mansion for your nannies, okay? Jesus Christ. I know life is hard. I have kids on the way. Yeah, dude, raising kids is hard. But don't you fucking talk about how hard it is to raise kids after you bitch about the government bullying you by raising the minimum wage. Shut the fuck up.
Family. Few businesses to run. People to support. Board to report to. My own health to take care of. My personal life. Trying to please my family.
Wait, this is everybody. Everybody has these things. And the things that they don't normally have are things that are your privilege.
Few businesses to run.
Oh no, your businesses to run with your tens of millions of dollars. Does this guy really run a fucking pyramid scheme? I'm trying to look him up on Wikipedia, but I can't because this guy search engine optimizes to fuck and his website is the first thing that comes up. CEO, entrepreneur, author, content creator. Successful startup entrepreneur, CEO of PHP Industry, that's an interesting name, and creator of Valuetainment on YouTube. One day I will have a website saying I'm an entrepreneur for starting Vosh Incorporated. We'll see. Patrick is passionate about shaping the next generation of leaders by teaching thought-provoking perspectives on entrepreneurship and disrupting the traditional approach to a career. Wow, such a disruption of the traditional approach by telling people to not care about increasing the minimum wage so they can get on their grind. What an incredibly thought-provoking approach. Anyone who watches this video should feel it abundantly clear that this guy is a fucking moron who has no fucking idea what he's talking about, who actively lies and misrepresents information to his audience. This guy apparently got crushed in a debate against Richard Wolff. I'd be delighted to one day speak with him myself. And, yeah. He has no fucking idea what he's talking about. This guy is a single man counterfactual to the argument that you have to be intelligent to make it in today's business world.
People to support, board to report to, my own health to take care of.
Oh, a board, people to support, like other people don't have to. A board to report to. That must be so fucking hard, bro. A board to report to? Oh, God. How the disadvantages of poverty pale in comparison. Your health to take care of. Damn, dude, nobody else is doing that. That's just a you game.
My personal life, trying to please my family,
Look
trying to
this.
Take care of them. Stress is there for all of us. Everybody has some sort of stress, some higher.
This, by the way, is the language of class collaborationism, okay? Remember that everything he struggles with, he can fix with money. Everything he struggles with. He doesn't want to deal with his family or kids, he can afford nannies. He doesn't want to have to deal with any of the provisions for his life, he can afford all of them. He has to report to his board, oh boo fucking who, okay? His health, he can afford the finest food in the world, any fitness trainer he wants. He has private gym, he probably has multiple private gyms, one for attached to each of his bedrooms, so no matter which of the king-sized papyrus sheets he sleeps on, he can immediately wake up and waddle over to his private gym. The goal of his language here is to make it seem as though he's a guy just standing next to you with his arm around your shoulder talking to you. He's not, okay?
Or some lower. But to rely on an institution, your parents, the government, to support you and rely on you increasing your wage, I don't know. I would much rather rely on my industry, you know, my effort, my desire to work to increase my value in the marketplace. When I go to sleep at night, I say, okay, I'm getting paid what I'm worth, and the market is going to pay me $55,000 an hour, $55,000 a year, which is what, $26 an hour. Market's going to pay me $50 an hour, which is
Fucker probably does make $55,000 an hour without income.
what, six figures. Mark is going to pay me $100 an hour, which is what?
20- Damn, dude. This is unironically like horoscope logic. Oh, you've spent years in poverty and can't afford to move out because nobody in your area is hiring and student debt is piling up. Have you considered falling asleep at night, imagining yourself making a six-figure income? Damn, dude. That's crazy. Just every poor person in America can just like wake up going like, yeah, dude, I'm actually worth six figures. And then go to their local fucking Starbucks job and make six figures. That's crazy. This is the religion and worship of the invisible hand. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep, 100%. This is religious thinking.
$100,000 your income. Mark is going to pay me $500 an hour, which is what? $1 million your income. More than 500,000 people filed their taxes last year that made over $1 million. The market pays if you and I increase the market value, not if the government increases the minimum wage. So what is the right minimum wage number? If they can make 15, is it 25? Is it 35? Why don't we make it 50? Why don't we make $100 an hour for everybody?
You keep talking like this, we're gonna, motherfucker. We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll make it 100. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. We'll do it just to bankrupt you.
Where do we come up with that money? What happens to everything in the marketplace?
What do you mean, where do we come up with that money? You come up with it, dumb fuck. The state doesn't pay minimum wage. You do. What the fuck do you mean? Where do we come up with it? With the products or services that you sell.
Gas prices go to $4, $5, $10, $20, $30.
No.
Do you want that to happen?
That's
you
not
know what I'm saying. So all of a sudden,
what is the relationship between, what does the minimum wage have to do with gas prices? Gas prices are determined by the availability of fossil fuels. You think that gas prices are going to skyrocket because they're paying the one guy behind the bulletproof glass $15 an hour instead of fucking $7? What are we talking about right now?
You're depleting your savings. So again, focus on increasing your market value. And
okay, this is boring now. Yeah, okay. That guy's incredibly stupid. He doesn't deserve a single cent that he owns, and I sincerely hope that he gets caught on tax fraud sometime in the near future. Probably not smart enough to even know how to properly file. Well, he pays somebody else to file his taxes, so, you know, it's not. Who cares? He thinks most people have savings. People like that, not only do they not understand what it's like to be poor, they don't care. He doesn't think of his followers or the people who follow him as anything other than a massive resource from which to draw wealth and worship. And that's it. These people, these work motivation types, have never in their life put any effort whatsoever into actually understanding any of the complex sociopolitical context that lead to the economy being the way that it is. He's the owner of an insurance multi-level marketing scheme. He runs a pyramid scheme. I'd have to look into that. Yeah. Is this the temporarily embarrassed millionaire thing? Yeah, well, he's trying to convince his audience that that's what they are, that they're like, that if they only increase their market value. Hey, you know how you increase your market value? I bet you it's by paying for a seminar from him. I bet you anything. If we go, to his website, let's see, we've got books you can buy for entrepreneurs. Mentoring. Interesting. One-on-one mentoring. Monthly 90-minute webinar. Sales system. Vault Academy and keynotes. Then we have VT episodes and then a VT store. Damn, dude. This is the drip right here that you wear while visualizing your six-figure income. Yeah. The entrepreneur men's tee. This right here, this is how you make money, motherfucker. This is how you make it. You buy a t-shirt from a wealthy person for $30. I am an entrepreneur. That's how you do it. You know the real problem with the average American working poor person today? They don't lick, they do not personally suck on Patrick Bet David's toes enough. If they would suck on his toes while visualizing a six-figure income, they would be able to optimize and actualize their market worth. Vosh, aren't you a wealthy person about to sell t-shirts? I'm sorry, do I sell t-shirts as part of a program to convince poor people that they'll be wealthy as long as they buy my seminars and shit? Well, maybe. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm getting in on the game, baby, okay? You see this? Look at that, huh? We'll have it up in the store in just a couple of days, okay? You see this right here? Politics is dumb, but not. This right here, the drip. You wear the drip, opportunities will come to you, okay? Pussy will be flying at you the moment you walk out the door. Employers will run out onto the street. They'll trip over a fucking soda can running up to you, and they'll say, "Do you, buy my business, free, I'll give you my business." Because they know you got the skills to handle it, you know? That's true. Just buy my merch. True. 100% true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.